Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call.
All right.
So, I was at Fanatics Fest last Friday and met Phil Simms.
That must have been
and
exciting.
And I asked him. Yes, it was very exciting. He's got big hands, I'll tell you. Mm. I asked him if he was going to do a regular spot on your show. And he said he was, but then he said he's coming after you guys.
Mm. Oh, he's coming after us.
To give you a heads up.
He's coming after us.
That's what he said.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What he said.
All right. Well, I'll be ready with my cocked pistol. Listen, Phil talks a mean game, Joe, and we appreciate the heads up on that. And, you know, a lot of bark, not a lot of bite with Phil.
How about him talking trash about us at Fanatics Fest?
Yeah. And he was just asking, are you going to be on with Boomer and Geo, you know, next year in a weekly spot? And he decides, hey, I'm coming after them. Like, not like, yeah, I was really happy to be on with them so we could promote those, Balance of Nature. And,
right, those guys made room for me.
Yeah, you know, and kept me relevant when in a world where I was disappearing. And he instead says that, hey,
I'm coming after those guys. Tell those guys I'm coming after them.
Yeah, okay.
That's not nice.
I mean, why don't you just, you know.
That's not nice.
Just suck down a couple wild blueberries and zip it, huh? Telling these guys coming after us.
Well, I think he's getting more into the animal kingdom.
That's what he's doing now?
Yeah, he's leaving football behind and getting more into...
Can't you see? I just had this vision. You know, like, what was that guy, Dr. Hanna or something? He used to bring all the animals on.
Yeah.
David Letterman and stuff. Like, can't you see...
Jack Hanna.
Yeah, Jack Hanna. So can't you see Phil in, like, the safari hat and, like, the beige button-up and the pants? Like, bring. It's like, all right, here we go. Here's a chinchilla. he's bringing it off like Stephen Colbert. You can hold this thing. He's a little furry guy. That's what Phil turns into.
He'd be perfect.
He's like, all right, now, hey, Christopher, why don't you bring out that boa constrictor now? Well, this guy, you don't want him getting to the cuffs on you. He'll suck the life out of you.
Have you seen his new Balance of Nature commercials? They're good.
I did not. No, yeah. I haven't seen the new one. I've seen the old one about 7 million times.
No, they got the new one out there now.
Okay.
They got them throwing footballs.
He's Super Bowl champion turned into animal lover and zoologist Phil Simms, everybody. Welcome, Phil Simms. What do you got there, Phil?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring out this water buffalo. Come on.
That's right. That's right. Here he is. Oh, whoa, fella. Whoa.
Woo, woo.
There you go.
I got to feel like, you know, when he grew up, I felt like he grew up on a farm. I think he grew up on a farm.
Of course he did.
He had those man farm hands.
I think 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
I do it.
Yeah, I feel like he was shoeing donkeys.
Yeah, he's definitely touched more udders than the average man. There's no two ways about it. He's definitely got
utter hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. He's coming after us.
Well, bringing out a chameleon now. And what's great about them is they've got their own disguise system built right into their skin, Stephen. You put him on the desk, he's going to turn the color of your desk.
Oh, no, where to go?
This might be one of those things that only I find funny, but in my head, Phil Simms being Jack Hanna on a late night show with his safari hat and his zoologist dress.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, my God. It's just cracking me up. Comes out all stiff from behind the curtain. Okay, here we go. Happy to be here again.
All stiff.
Like and subscribe my YouTube channel. Football and Furry Friends with Phil. And that's Furry Friends with a PH.
Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom's on Long Island. Wait, hold on. Sorry. Wrong guy. Tom's on Long Island. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Did you guys hear that Joe got another hole in one? He's got four in his career.
Yeah. I you know what? I did hear this. So he announced it on Saturday, and I wasn't listening at the time. We were out in Montauk, and I got a bunch of text messages saying that Joe got another hole in one. And I was like, that's either his third or fourth. And he put up on Instagram that it was indeed his fourth hole in one, one of which he had with a driver on a par three, by the way. But yeah, let me try to find
again. How many times do I tell you it doesn't matter the club you hit?
No, but I'm saying it's
you got time out.
It's harder to get a driver in a hole with the way that it bounces on the greens and the way that you hit it than it would be a pitching wedge. And
he's
not saying DeChambeau.
He's hitting a driver because he has to hit the ball 180 yards.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is that I'm telling you, you are getting a reputation out there within the golf world.
So it was at West Point. So, and thanks,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was on June 20th, which was that Friday. His fourth, oh my God. I just looked at this. Hole, W-H-O-L-E. Say that again now. What happened with your daughter who hates you now? What is this? They put fourth hole, W-H-O-L-E, in one.
Okay. Well, who did that?
Definitely not him.
Okay.
But it's in a graphic. It's not. It wasn't typed wrong. It's actually in a graphic for the picture. In fact, I had to actually just Google. Maybe I've been thinking it was wrong the whole time, like H-O-L-E. I was like, maybe that's...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. West Point... second hole, then just says par. It doesn't say par three. It should say par three.
Second hole. Can you fix this tear? I mean, come on. You should know this already. It's not a hole in one, like the whole thing. It's like a hole, like a hole, like a hole in your head. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, so good for him. Four hole in ones.
Wow, that's great.
That's wild.
I got one.
Well, I've got zero, so good for him.
I feel like I've taken 15,000 shots at par threes, and I have one hole in one.
Yeah. I mean, Joe's got to be pretty good. He's got four hole in ones. He plays a lot. I know that. But, I mean, that's a lot.
But again, you know, you are getting a reputation, a little bit of a reputation out there.
What?
A number of people have said to me, even people that were up in Nashua, I didn't even know they watched the show.
What's that?
And I don't think they're from Nashua. I think they're from other areas like New Jersey. And, you know, people come up there to play in this golf tournament. Saying this, is that true that Gio doesn't like top flight golf balls?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he's got this whole thing about golf balls. And now he's playing Srixon because Keegan Bradley plays Srixon.
Well, actually, you know, the reason why is that you got, if you buy two dozen, you got the third dozen free. That's why at West Seville's Pro Shop. If you'd like to go there.
Yeah, but it's also got something to do with Keegan Bradley.
Well, if it was, yeah. I mean, if it was top flight two and a dozen and a third free, I wouldn't get it. But, you know,
yeah, since it's like one of, you know, becoming a snob.
A little bit.
when it comes to that stuff. But I feel like you get judged out there. Someone's like, hey, you see my Kirkland again, over there? I'm like,
again, you're the one doing the judging. Nobody else is judging. I don't know about that. I'm just telling you.
A lot of people out there judging.
And you got to stop worrying about what other people think.
I don't necessarily worry about that. But when it comes to the Kirkland ball, it's just some things you just got to be above.
Yeah, I think.
You play a Kirkland ball?
I don't.
Okay.
Would you? Because both my son and my son-in-law and my best friend gave me golf balls with boompa on the side of it.
Okay. They gave you Kirkland balls with boompa on the side of it.
I would still play them.
Somehow when you got those top flight balls sitting over here, they were sitting here for 6 months, three of them. Didn't grab those up.
Yeah, because I have the balls that were given to me. I don't need any more golf
balls. At some
point,
you're going to run out of them. They're not multiplying. They're not procreating these guys.
He's
become
a little elitist with the golf. No question.
He's become
the transformation's
elitist.
Complete.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. We just watched this whole thing about me and my buddies at West Saville Public Course playing the back nine at 6 a.m. and I'm an elitist. Get out of here.
Oh, they think you're an elitist.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about anything. You know I'm not an elitist. And by the way,
I don't know anything about it. They know whip and war.
They know whip and war.
They know that crap.
Meatball percentage. I think BT leads the world in meatball percentage.
I mean, we know about meatballs.
Yeah, we definitely do. Yes. No, and by the way, just to go back to this whole thing, not the club you hit. I was not judging Joe for hitting a driver.
You said he hit a driver.
No, what I meant to say was how hard that is to do. Is one of which was a driver.
The only reason I say that is because I have played with you a number of times, and it will be like 185 yards in the wind.
No. It has to be over 200.
All right. And I'll say, just hit your driver. No. And you're like, I'm not hitting my driver at a par three. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like there's something wrong with it. Nobody's judging you. The idea
is
to
get the club in that spot.
Close to the hole.
Yeah, I know. But
for a guy.
No, not anymore. It's not.
Okay. Well, back in those days, it was. And again, you had this. Like this, this thing in your head that you couldn't hit a driver on a par three for some reason.
No, you can't. Still can't. Well, I did. Like unless it's extreme circumstances.
Let me ask you a question. You're playing a 300-yard par three in the U.S. Open. You hitting driver?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to be playing in the U.S. Open. Come on.
Some of those professional golfers are. Some are hitting mini drivers. Some are hitting three woods. Some are hitting five irons.
Yeah, it's the U.S. Open. Extreme. Like I said, extreme circumstances. It's fine. Normal circumstances, it's not.
I just think you're a little sensitive when it comes to those things. That's all. And you just got to get over that sensitivity.
Well, how about this? That when we played Bethpage Black and you put it in the bunker with your 5-iron.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed my hybrid. I wasn't afraid to hit that. And then you said, oh, it's going in the bunker too. And it got on the green. Remember that?
Well, it didn't get on the green.
Well, it hit the green. It didn't go in the bunker.
Yeah, but it didn't go on the green. It didn't stay on the green.
Right, exactly. It just shows you how much harder it is to get them to stay with the bigger clubs, what I was talking about with Joe Beningo. Full circle, bang.
You have some imagination when it comes to golf.
What do you mean? What do you mean imagination? Your ball didn't go in the bunker on that hole?
It did.
Oh,
I didn't imagine.
I thought you were saying I was imagining.
You know what? Because I was in that rough that I couldn't see my ankles in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.